Earl Ingram Show, 540 AM WAUK and 101 FM The Shaw. You can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. On the line, Dr. Williams, who is a candidate for United States Senate, Dr. Darrell Williams, who's a candidate for the United States Senate. And you know, Doc, we've got a little background on who you are. You are running for United States Senate. Right now, this is as divided a nation as there's ever been. We are almost in close to being involved in this war. And normally when there's, talk about war, we have a nation that comes together. But now we have we have a nation that is so divided, Democrats and Republicans, that you hear people talking about, how great, talking about how great, Vladimir Putin is, man. I mean, I don't know why we can't bring together. This time, normally when these kind of situations occur, we're all together, but not today. What's the issue?
Mr. Ingram, I mean, in my opinion, there's nothing great about a dictator who's trying to destroy, and pick a war with a smaller nation just because they can, and unnecessarily. But this is why, we have NATO so that we stand in support with those countries that stand in support with us. And this is so important. Because this is not a time for the United States to appear weak in the face of other in the face of our allies or in the face of the American people. We have got to stand strong and in solidarity with Ukraine. If we do not, that says that in no small terms that you're supporting Russia. And I know that that's not what we're trying to do, and it's important. I was talking with one of the Ukrainian people here yesterday, and when we talked about the sanctions, and I said earlier we have to make sure that Russia feels those sanctions and the effects of it. And one of the things that we could do here, and it was suggested yesterday, that any Russian products that we have, whether it's here in Wisconsin or within the United States at this point, what, like liquor and so forth, and that we put a ban on it. And I think there are other places who are doing that. I don't know if that has happened here in Wisconsin as of yet, but it's a suggestion. But other suggestions like that where Russia feels the pressure of these sanctions. And this serves as a reminder, to everybody in the United States who's sitting here watching, that freedom is not free. It just serves as another reminder. Again, freedom is not free. It's often paid for with the blood and sacrifice of men and women who are there. And a lot of times I know it's very harsh to hear that kids are maybe participating or, fighting in this war. But the reality of it is war is not pretty. It's not pretty. And you do have, kids who love their country, who will fight and die for their country. So this is really serious. So we have to make sure that we stand and against Russia and stand in support Ukraine in whichever way that we can.
So that's one issue right now that the nation is dealing with, man. But dealing with other issues in this nation that are really going to and are impacting the lives of so many. Let's talk about the fact that right now, education, something you're very familiar with, the battle that's on right now in this country about whether or not You know, parents should be able to tell the educators what their children should be taught, and that parents are the driving force, and that, you know, we're looking at educators being vilified. You're running for United States Senate. That conversation is happening even on that level. Your thoughts?
You know, I think especially with this whole conversation around, you know, CRT and critical race theory and so forth, I think it's important. We have to make sure that all kids are educated, and I don't think the education of what's being taught should be one sided. I think kids should be taught to have the full picture, and I'm not for not teaching our kids about our history. If our forefathers have experienced it, our kids have the right to learn about it. Kids have the right to learn about slavery. They have a right to learn about the Holocaust. They have a right to learn about what happened in Vietnam. They have a right to learn about all the racism and discrimination that happens within this country, in the military, from the past all the way up to the present. They need to know that even though you would think that being a part of the military, you know, we should all come together as one. But we all know that the experiences that Black and Latino soldiers had were a lot different than the experiences upon return from Vietnam that our counterparts had. So these things our kids should know, and it's important that they know so these things never repeat itself and happens again in the future. I think right now our kids, our society has become, you know, our eyes are becoming a little bit more wide open, and we're becoming more educated. And our kids have started to become a lot more vocal because of their cultural awareness of certain things. And that doesn't mean that just because people are becoming aware, that means that there's going to be an uprising against another group of people. I think it's wise that we all become more aware so that we come to the table, address these issues, so we can all create a better America. And I know that's easier said than done, but I do not think. I think inside of our schools we have to teach it, and we're experiencing.
So Doc,
tell me a kid can. Yes.
So Doc, hold that thought. We've got to go to a break. Can you hang on?
Yes, sir.
All right, we've got to go to a break. On the line, Dr. Darrell Williams. He's a candidate for the United States Senate. You can join us at 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.